Hey everyone, I know you've heard me speak about microdosing and how much I love it. And I'm talking about microdosing THC. I love it. And that's why I love our sponsor, microdose.com. Microdose gummies are incredible. They deliver perfect entry-level doses of THC that help you feel just the right amount of good. And when I mean just the right amount of good, I mean in so many situations. Anxiety, sleep, focus, pain, relaxation. There are so many different strains and they're really helpful. And I have recommended microdose.com to so many people. And you know what they say to me? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Don't be afraid of microdosing. Go to microdose.com and you'll learn all about microdosing THC. These gummies feel amazing. They taste amazing. I have used them to get me into the zone I need to write. I've used them at night after a stressful day or a stressful show to relax. I have also said to family members, please take a gummy right now. And they've said, oh, good idea. So check it out. Check it out because they're fantastic. And I'm not like a big weed person. I mean, I used to be. And I do enjoy weed every now and then. But I love these gummies. And I take them with me everywhere. So check it out. Don't be afraid. They're all natural. They're fantastic. And you deserve it. So what are you going to do? You're going to do something that is fantastic. You're going to get 30% off your first order. 30% off. That's a lot. Plus free shipping today at microdose.com. Use promo code JUDYGOLD, JUDYGOLD. It's available nationwide. They deliver it to your door. That is microdose.com. Promo code JUDYGOLD for 30% off and free shipping. Do it. Go to microdose.com. Promo code JUDYGOLD. You deserve it. You deserve it. And you know what else? You're welcome.
Well, I don't see the point in waiting any longer. So let's bring her out. The star attraction. The one you came to see. Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Ms. Judy Gold.
Our guest today, FYI, very excited. And I was in the shower and knowing that I was going to get out of the shower and then interview our guest today. And this is what song I was singing. Ready? Fascinating person, ba-da-da-da-da. Fascinating person, ba-da-da-da-da. Because, you know, I do all my research and everything. And it's like you find out shit about people. And it's just people, everyone has a fucking story. So I am really, really excited for our guest today. You know her as Casey Novak from SVU. First of all, but you know, she's done so much other shit. But you get pigeonholed. She also does stand up, whatever. She's got a fucking life, a life, life, life. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Diane Neal is here.
Thank you. Is it really weird? Do you ever have anyone that starts off really soft and you're like, what are you doing?
There's people that start that are like just waiting, like just, and I'm like, call the conversation. Before we talk, my son,
yeah,
my older son, Henry.
How old is the older son?
24.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
And 24 and 19.
Okay. No.
Yes, old. So I used to have a joke in my act, which I'm going to tell you right now, but.
Just one or did you have more?
No, this is.
Oh.
I now.
Thank you.
So Henry, has been obsessed with SVU. First it was Law and Order. Then it was since he is like 11, 12 years old, which is not healthy.
No.
Now knows every episode. When I told him you were coming on, he said, let me guess what season she was on. She was in season three, four. Yeah, like knows everything.
Everything.
Right. So
Is he still into it?
Loves it. He watched it. He used to watch them like in high school, especially in junior high, three times and not do the end to see if he could figure out.
No.
Yes.
No, that's yes. Amazing.
Yeah. Obsessed. So
there's something about, I don't know I'm not sure it's healthy, but a lot of 11, 12, 13 year old boys like get really into SVU.
Right.
Yeah. So, which is kind of not what you expect.
No. And so I was doing, and I know you did the show, Love, Loss, and What I Wore.
Yes, I actually did. By the way, I have so many questions for you about Nora Ephron, but aside from that, okay. But I actually took over. I did all of your monologues.
You did?
Yeah, so I did like, you know, titty, 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 cancer. Like we had all these like short names like for everything. We had these little...
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, so I ended up doing... It's fun.
Well, I did. So I was doing Love, Loss, and I'm a Whore. And I... I did it with Melissa Joan Hart, right?
So, oh my God. She was a, yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So Henry must have been, I don't know, 14, 13, 14, 15. And so he said, oh my God, Melissa Joan Hart. Like you'd think he'd know her from, you know, what
Sabrina the Teenage Witch or Clarissa goes, Explains It All.
Right. So he says to me, oh my God, mommy, you don't understand. She's on my favorite episode of SVU. Like my favorite ever. Like I can't.
He loves that episode.
Right.
So I actually remember that episode.
Okay. Don't say anything. Wait, I'm not. Okay. Yes. I say to him, I go in and he was like going on. He's such a good actor. So I go in the next day, it's rehearsal, you know? And I said, oh, Melissa, I have to tell you my 15-year-old loves you. And like, said you did the best episode of SVU and you know, you're just his favorite. You're such a good actress. He thinks you're amazing and whatever. And she said, oh, that's interesting because in that episode, I raped a 13-year-old boy. And I was like,
you know what? I knew where it was going, Judy, and I still laughed. It was still funny. Oh my.
And I was like,
it's not a COVID cough, by the way. Don't get scared.
It's all right.
It's a good thing we're distanced, but it's not that.
Yeah.
It's not that.
I was like, oh, okay. Maybe.
Oh my God.
Like it was so ridiculous.
It was so psychologically obvious, right? Like it was.
But you know, your first episode that you ever did for SVU.
I was also a rapist. Yeah. I was
a gang raper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, which, you know. It happens, apparently.
Yeah.
The crazy thing is I remember, and that was actually my first like real job when I got out of like my very short stint at theater school, which was kind of an accident to begin with, but it was really funny. I remember like, I'm like, I don't know what these lines are on the, what's happening? There are things moving. Where do I look? What do I do with my hands? And it was like the first scene was, I don't know why. We were shooting on like Fifth Avenue and like 57th Street, like outside, middle of the day, you know, pre-COVID times when people were on the street, just that kind of thing. And the first scene was with Ice-T and Richard Belzer. And I'm like rapey. And I'm like, I'm coming out and they're going to interview me about raping this guy. And it was probably, I kid you not, 50 times before I could even get my first line out because everyone kept going, yo ice, you know,
oh my God.
Like, it was unbelievable. So I'm getting progressively more nervous. Like every time, because I'm like, nah. So like, I think by the time I actually finally came out, like the building doors, I was like Chet from Weird Science, just like a bubbling mass.
Right.
Like, and I couldn't do it. And the director pulled me aside. He's like, just speak. That'll do. For now, just, you know, even just words.
Yeah.
Just words.
Come out of your mouth.
And that director is actually, I don't know, like he's this awesome guy named Constantine Macris.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, still buddies, buddies.
Belzer, I've known forever and I love him.
Richard. I love Uncle Richard.
Yeah. Okay. So let's begin with your life. You were born. Your birthday is 2 days after mine. So we're both.
Scorpions. No, you're the 15th.
15, 17. Bitches. But you're 13 years younger.
I find that incredibly hard to believe.
Yes, you are.
That's shocking. You look gorgeous.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding.
Because all I see is jowls and
look at this. Look, I'm wearing a Beat Poet. I'll tell you about this weekend. I only have three shirts on. They're like, not on at one time, just like generally. But I feel like I'm
layering. Yeah. But yeah, I went to the derm. I always go to the derm because I'm a Jew. And
yeah. Thank you. And we're very pale, pale yeah. Jews. Yeah.
And so I said, don't you think I need, I said, I'm in show business. I need this done. And that, he's like, no, he won't give me, they will not give me. And I don't think I would do it anyway, cause I'm too scared, but whatever.
No, I can't. Like there's some things I would kind of like enjoy. I would think in theory, like I kind of think, cause my lips are shrinking as I get older. I don't know if this has happened to you. Right. So they used to be really full. They're still pretty decent, but you know, I was like, oh, maybe like a little touch up. And then they're like, yeah, but it's needles in your lips. And I'm like, no, for the love of God.
I know. I used to have the best lips. My son has, my younger son has good lips. All right. Anyway.
Is the younger one's not into SVU, right? He's.
Oh, the younger one plays basketball for Tulane. He plays Division I basketball.
Does he really?
Yes. Child of two Leslies, Division I athlete. Okay. All right. So Diane.
Yes.
We're going to start. I always start because I'm fascinated by people's upbringings and childhoods. Now you posted for Veterans Day, your Jewish grandmother.
Yes.
Nora.
Nora.
Who joined the U.S. Navy during
Badass.
Married he wasn't Jewish, right?
He wasn't Jewish, no.
You know, I'm not happy with that.
No, I don't think her parents were very happy with that either.
Really?
Yeah. How odd, right?
Yeah. Well, this is your mother's mother, right?
This is my mother's mother. So it's
don't worry. You're a Jew, by
so
the way.
I am. No, I'm totally Jewish, right? So okay. The best part is it was like simpler times. And you know, when they didn't even mind, and even like the most respectful of women didn't mind saying things. So she got here, she landed in New York, and she's
from
Hungary.
I knew it!
Are you Hungarian?
When you said the lips thing, I was like, I think she's Hungarian.
She's Hungarian.
Budapest.
Right. Are you from Budapest?
Yeah. Right outside.
Oh my God.
I was looking and I said, oh, I bet she's Hungarian. Oh my God.
So you're Hungarian too. And we're Scorpios.
Yeah. Right. We're Hungarians, Jews, Scorpios. And you know,
and you know what? You've got more blonde, but we're both strawberry blonde.
Mine's a little all
the Lifetime Network just made it a little darker for me. So thanks, Lifetime.
At least you're working. But listen.
I know, which is weird because I have no agent or manager, but that's another story.
Oh, no one does. I don't even have a booking. No one does anything. People are like, oh, I'm signing with this one. And I feel like saying, have fun.
And
they don't do anything.
They don't do anything.
You do it all yourself.
No.
And then you go, can you get me more money? That's all they
do. It. And they usually, you know what they say to that? Ooh, let's not rock the boat.
Right.
Yeah.
But you know, the Hungarian Jews are like the lowest on the, we're supposedly.
Oh dude, my grandma Nora, her brothers, they are the lowest on the Jewish totem pole, but like they were wild men. One was called the Hebrew Hercules. That's very hard to say. He was he would wrestle bears and stuff. Like, I mean, they were wild people.
But so, and did you know your grandmother well?
Yeah, my grandmother. So Grandma Nora married Grandpa Brock. They met skating, I kid you not, at Rockefeller Center. They've met ice skating when he was on leave, end of World War II. Grandpa was in the European theater and ended up being like career military for the rest of his life. And then Grandma ended up being a Red Cross volunteer for the next 55 years. And they were married for 60 years when.
Wow.
And they were still madly in love and kind of in a creepy way, but like they were so into each other, but were the ones that like everyone, like I have a new cousin. So it's like my cousin, we have a tiny, tiny family. And so she just had a baby. It's named Nora. Like all of us.
I saw that on the intranet.
Yeah. Oh my God.
The husband has a lot of tattoos.
He may or may not be a Navy SEAL. And she's also in the Navy. My cousin, my girl cousin's in the Navy and they've got baby Nora. So yeah, like it's
I love that name, Nora.
And like Nora, it was amazing. And then the coolest thing is about 11 years ago. So like City Hall, if you get married, I don't know if you get, did you get married at City Hall? Did you get married?
No, I didn't get married.
Okay, very good.
My girlfriend, by the way.
I just
said to her, because her birthday is New Year's Eve. I said, Elisa, FYI, you're going to be 59 and unmarried because we're not married. We've been together almost 14 years. And she hung up on me.
She's like, it's no longer funny, Judith.
She's like, you're not funny. funny. Okay?
It's not funny anymore.
Yeah. Okay. So go ahead. Sorry.
Well, so like at City Hall, they turn the page every day from these old record books, right? And so I was there as a maid of honor for one of my friends who's getting married like 11 years ago. And it just so happened to be on the day my grandparents had signed the book. I mean, it was unbelievable. It was August 25th, 1945. It was really cool. And so grandma, when she came over, her best friend was, she was the kike and the mick that used to hang out. That's what they called each other. And so my mom's name is Colleen for a Jewish kid. Very nice. And my aunt is Maureen, like Jewish kid.
Hello. It's like, so did your mother grow up with Judaism?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So,
and their whole extended family is.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're born in Alexandria, Virginia, right?
That is correct. Yeah.
And you, your mother is a math professor. Correct.
She was retired now. Right. Yeah. And genealogist. So if you ever need any genealogy done, she's like,
wow.
She's
So she's like brillante. And then your father is a federal attorney. So
yes, retired federal attorney who was very happy. At least I was faking it. Cause in real life, you know, like it wasn't good enough. Like,
right.
And it was really cool when they built me my own courtroom. Which, by the way, so when they built me that courtroom, it was the night court set that Dick Wolf bought for me, which I always just thought was the coolest.
Oh, that is the greatest.
So cool. And I'd walk and I'm like, wah, 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 wah. Like, it was just
Did your father ever critique you?
So we used to air Tuesday nights, like Wednesday morning. And my dad's from Mississippi. So I'd hear this like, sweetheart, and get this phone call. What you did was a Brady violation. You know, he would just get in and like, Dad, I still don't write it. But yeah. Dick Wolf let me name. My dad's middle name is like the craziest middle name ever. It's like this old white waspy Southern Legrone. Legrone.
Okay.
Yes. My grandpa on that side's name is Bascom. You know, like they have crazy names.
Right.
And but so they let me name the courtroom, the Legrone Memorial Courtroom. So like Novak is
that.
Really fun. So fun.
And you're the youngest of three, right?
Yes.
Girls. And three. You know, my lover, Elisa, is the oldest of three girls, and she is a therapist by trade, and all she does is talk about, like, fucking birth order, and it's so fucking annoying. But you know, the youngest is not only the funnest and the smartest.
I take it you're the youngest?
And the most creative, yes.
Yes, okay. That's right. I think so, too.
Leah and Aaron, those are, like...
Yeah, so they get, like, Aaron was, like, a super Irishy name, and then Lee's, like... I don't even know where they got that spelling in that Lee, but that's Lee.
It's L-E-A-H, right?
It's L-E-I-G-H.
Oh,
yeah. Don't worry about it. And you know what the crazy part is? They didn't even give us middle names. So like,
same with Elisa's family.
What is
she has one, but the sisters don't. What is that?
That's odd. At least my parents were consistent.
Yeah.
I feel like they did. Yeah. No, I think it's really weird. So I actually asked, like, it was really funny by my 26th birthday, like I'd already been on TV for a year, like I had everything I needed, right? And I don't need that much. And so they're like, what do you want for your birthday? And like, what can they get me? And I'm like, give me a middle name, guys. You dropped the ball last time. So they finally...
What's your middle name?
They gave me the coolest middle name.
What?
Which nobody knows it. The only place it ever was on my wedding invitations.
What?
But so mom's a genealogist. So she found this like in the family history. So my name in real life is Diane Delaware Evans Neal. Delaware Evans.
Okay.
But you know what?
I like it.
I'm the world's biggest, like all of my studies and stuff are in like Egyptology and archaeology and classical archaeology. So like to be like even kind of a remote name similar to Indiana Jones, I'm like, oh my God.
Right.
And it's like from the family. I'm like, that's the coolest.
I love it.
But yeah, everyone got my wedding invitations. We're like, what the fuck is this name? Where did this come from? I'm like, oh, sorry. Got it for my birthday, guys.
All right. So how long do you live in Alexandria before you moved to Colorado?
I was 8 when we moved.
Do you remember Alexandria?
Oh my God. So I was just there over Thanksgiving weekend. Just drive, even when you just drive through, don't worry. I'm very sick, COVID safe. Don't get scared, people. But my oldest sister,
listening. They're not.
Yeah. So my oldest sister passed away. And so, it's okay. And she died when she was 8. So like just tough. Right. But I'm the closest one to her because she's buried in Alexandria.
Right.
So anytime I'm going through and it's wild, like I'll just roll down the windows and it smells like childhood. It smells like honeysuckle.
Right.
And fresh cut grass.
Like you get, there's sometimes where I'm outside and I'll smell something or I'll see like a lightning bolt. Like it right. just and it fucking
you're just instantly uncover- back.
Right.
Where'd you grow up?
New Jersey.
That's okay. I ended up. Did you know SVU shot in Jersey for the majority of its yeah. time on air? So like,
I did a couple episodes.
Oh my God! So Ice-T and I were like the only idiots to move to Jersey, but I was in Jersey for most of that.
You know, I love Jersey. Like, my family came over here. They went to New York, but a lot of them went to New Jersey. And like, one of my great grandparents, you know, founded the first synagogue. And
that's amazing.
Know, like, it's all they've been here since the 1800s, but. I love, and I went to Rutgers. I do love New Jersey. But,
of course, there's so many good things about New Jersey.
But I grew up in an area where, you know, you're 27 miles from New York City. My mother grew up in Manhattan.
And people never went. Was it one of those towns?
It was, there were a handful of people who were like very cultured, but then people, I'm not going to the city.
It's why would I go to the city? I don't like the city.
At 27 miles.
Yeah, no, it was crazier. I lived in Jersey City forever, and my next door neighbors, who I loved, who owned the building, it was like three generations in the same building, and they wouldn't. It's a quarter of a mile from.
Oh my God! And you can, yeah. That's
never.
Ridiculous.
But so you're saying your mom was really good though? She'd take you in
because my mother grew up there, and she moved to New Jersey for my father's job because he worked in Trenton. He was a tax attorney. He wrote the tax laws for the state of New Jersey.
Hold it! Wait! Stop it! Stop it, Judy Gold! Please stop. Please stop. Do you know what my dad was? My dad was the district counsel for the IRS.
No.
My dad
is fucking.
My dad is a tax attorney. Shut the front door. That's okay. I'm sorry. That's craziness.
I know that is crazy. So they picked the halfway.
Two Hungarian Jews sitting here from New York, New Jersey metro area with tax lawyer daddies and strawberry blonde hair. I'm not a singer.
Obviously. Now.
It's totally fair. It's totally fair.
Oh, I'm kidding. All right. So, yeah. So I do love New Jersey and I went to Rutgers, but I did the people. And, you know, I went on Facecock during, you know, I hated high school, but, you know, there were some.
More than anything.
I hated it.
No, I think about this, Judy, all the time, all the people that loved high school. And if someone offered me a choice of like life or death right now, but to live, you have to go back in time and start high school all over again. And it has to be the same way.
No,
I'd be like,
no,
take me now. You know what?
No, I can't.
Freaking amazing life. Peace out. I'm done. Right. Peace out.
Right.
Not going.
The worst. So
the worst.
I noticed like I had some Facecock friends that were, and then I clicked on a couple because I was like, oh, I should get rid of some friends.
Yeah.
Trump, like in front of our old high school with Trump sign. And I was like, bye now. Like,
oh my God.
And I just don't understand it. You know, like I don't understand. Well, and we're going to get to that.
You know what? But here's a little aside. So yesterday I was waiting for this real estate person. And it was started snowing, right? Yesterday was like the first snow and it was like that damp, wet snow. And so I was like, oh, I didn't bring an umbrella. I'm getting wet. And there's like this little weird green restaurant hot box right nearby. And there was just some kid sitting in there, it looked like he was in his mid 20s. And he was crazy. And he was from Egypt and he was covered in tattoos and lots of jewelry and very artsy. And I was just like, oh, he's obviously like some sort of beatnik. He doesn't even have laces in his boots. Right. Like, he's cool. Everything's black. And he just out of nowhere, because we were chatting, we were striking a conversation. And he's like, you know what? I totally voted for Trump. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm like, you're 25 and you're foreign and you're foreign born. Like you're an immigrant. And I'm like, in what universe? And I'm like, what do you like more? The chaos, the anarchy? Like, what is it? Like, and he's like, I don't know. I just thought it would be funny.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
So we got
that's
the people,
really
like,
funny.
The Jersey Trump voters, like that you grew up, they grow up, that have the big signs. And then you've got some of these random people. It's like, what is it? Why
I
do you hate yourselves?
I don't get it.
I don't understand it either. Anyway.
Hey, everyone. You know what I just did? I tore, I poured, and I enjoyed a packet of Liquid IV because I love Liquid IV. Liquid IV is a major part of my life. And I just worked out with my trainer and I had a delicious lemon ginger Liquid IV. That one has a little extra. That has a little green tea in it, and so that's a little caffeinated. So I enjoy that because I needed it today. And, you know, it's getting warmer out, and what does that mean? Summer. Oh, God, please come. It can't come soon enough. And that means you have to hydrate. And that's what Liquid IV does. It hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients. And it has 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in one little stick. And that's why Liquid IV is the number one powered hydration brand in America. Okay? And I love it. I use it every day. Ben's basketball team uses it. It is a science-backed formula that works. It keeps you hydrated. And they have sugar-free. They have sugar-free packets in white peach, green grape, raspberry melon, and lemon lime. Okay? I didn't do the sugar-free. Okay. But Elisa does the sugar-free. So what are you going to do? You're going to stay hydrated because it's very, very important. And Liquid IV has been a longtime sponsor, and I love them. And they are a quality product. And this is what you're going to do. You're going to turn your turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code JUDYGOLD at checkout. That's JUDYGOLD. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code JUDYGOLD, JUDYGOLD, can't even say my name, at liquidiv.com. Got it? You're welcome.
So you moved, did you move to?
So yeah, Dad took over the Western division and we moved to Littleton, Colorado.
Or was it because
for job, for the IRS,
for
yeah.
Your sister.
For the IRS.
I can't believe your parents lost a child.
I know, can you imagine?
Child. No, do you remember?
And she was, no, I was really, really, I'm an accident. So as far as I know, Dad had already had the vasectomy. When mom got pregnant, I was like the last man in
there.
Thank
God for you.
Hey, well, I kind of like always worry about, I'm like, really, am I the best you got, guys? Like, I kind of feel bad for you, but no. So poor Erin, she was sick for 4 years before she died. She had leukemia. So I think
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. And then that's, and you're probably going to ask me about the, I can't even, can you even imagine? So, my parents, my dad, who is WASPy Episcopalian, and mom, who's like New York Jewish kid, they became Mormon.
So that is why they became Mormon?
Yeah.
How did they get to the Mormon?
I think, you know, you're looking for answers and, you know, you don't know what to do. And despite what a lot of people believe. So the funny thing about like Mormonism and Judaism and like Orthodox, right? So like Orthodox and Mormons are almost identical.
Just well, I know, oh,
take Jesus out, right? We've got the same kosher. You've got the same, almost everything. And emphasis on the family and education, all that kind of stuff. So it attracts a lot of really educated people. It's like a more of a smarter of the Christian. That's a mean thing. That sounds really derogatory.
No, but there are thinking persons.
A more cerebral, right? Yeah, it's like doctrinally heavy and, you know, deep and rich, you know, kind of like old Catholicism kind of thing. So a lot of intellectuals are into it. And one of the basic premises of Mormonism is that families can be together forever.
Right. I remember that.
Yeah. And so if you have a child that you love more than that, I mean, like I lost my dog right before Election Day, like in 2018, my best friend, my dog. And it was like, my heart had been wrenched out of my chest. I cannot even imagine what it's like to lose a kid. I can't even fathom it.
You know, it's when I did a film in, I think it was like 99 in Utah with Glenn Close.
Oh, really? And oh my God. You're so...
It was a CBS movie of the week called The Ballad of Lucy Whipple, but everyone,
oh my God, fancy.
Everyone used to call it, it was based on a book, but everyone used to say to me, oh, The Ballad of Lucy's Nipples. I'm like, you're so funny. And you're because this is always,
you played Lucy's Nipples?
No, I played, took place during the gold rush. And I played a woman who was disguised as a man who was, you know.
Do you know what? No, I would so do that too. Not even offended. You know, you guys wild.
And there's one scene where they figure out I'm a woman because I go to the stream or whatever the fuck it is.
And you're peeing the wrong way or something.
I had to take a shower and they see my boobs. Okay, so you got a side shot of my boobs when they were good.
Oh my God, side boob.
Yeah.
Is that the most boob you've ever shown in anything?
Oh yeah. And so then.
I know, I'm like, no one needs to
see. No one wants to see it.
I rarely ask to see my boobs.
Unless it's a horror film. So,
And you know what I always think it is? I always imagine what I look like now is like someone made a, because I put a bunch of weight for like a bunch of reasons, but it's like someone made a humiform like out of pantyhose and filled the whole thing with cottage cheese. Like that's what I feel like an albino shaven Yeti, you know, that's just like people look like terrifying, you know, and like, oh my God, it's shaven and albino. Like it's not even albino at that point. It's albino.
No one needs to see. No. All right. So Chloe Webb, the actress, was also in the movie, and we had a day off and we went into the library. The Mormon, the big, huge thing where you go and they try to convert you. Like they say that the genealogy place.
Yes. The genealogy place. Why do you think my mom is an expert genealogy?
There you go.
Genealogist. Like, there you go.
So they're like, we have all your relatives. And I'm like, I just want to look up, you know, all my family.
Right.
And
by the way, every one of those Jewish names, guaranteed, mom did it.
Oh, I love your mom.
My mom literally wrote the book. Of course, she's always at conflict with herself because she's like, do I do this? Do I respect one people? And you know,
right. Well, so we went in, first of all, they did a whole talk in one of the rooms and we were just, it was like two little girls and so like, oh my God, I can't take this. And you know, they believe that you know, you can convert them after they're dead, which I hate because, you know, you don't do that to Holocaust survivors.
Right. Don't like, do like that. That's what, like, see, this is why mom is in conflict with herself. Right. So she doesn't do that. She just does the relatives that she knows
and
that didn't.
People who died in the Holocaust.
And people that were, that we're related to. Yeah.
So anyway, that's how I know about that. So did they know any Mormons? Did they just?
No, I think they went on like a, and they're not these kind of people. They're both very A-type. So I find this very odd, but they went on like a quest, like as a couple to find the right religion. Wow. And they went to temple, right? They went to, you know, Episcopalian church. Thank you. They made the rounds, and somewhere along the line, they met the missionaries, the Mormon missionaries. And they were like, yeah, this is the way to go. And I'm not kidding. Like that was, so I was an infant. So that was like over 40 years ago. And neither of them have ever had a cup of coffee since, a drink.
No chocolate.
No chocolate. What are you talking about?
I thought they're not allowed to have caffeine.
No, there's like, that's no caffeine. Oh, right. It's actually not caffeine. It's just, and it's not. It's,
you know,
like,
why? Because I was obsessed with the Osmonds when I was growing up. So,
oh my God.
I knew that Donnie never had coffee and I thought he couldn't have chocolate, but okay.
No, you can have, like, my mom is like addicted to Coke and I'm like, doesn't that defeat? Isn't it all about just addiction? But whatever.
But the other kind of Coke, the soda Coke.
That's right. Okay. The soda Coke.
So,
oh my God, I'd love to see, I've never done Coke, but I'd love to see my mom on what I imagine cocaine is like. I think that would be one of the greatest things ever.
And it's a lot of,
I got high in front of her recently for the first time ever. That was to get high in front of your Mormon mom. Like that's rough. Like that was a weird one. Yeah. So it's a prescription, by the way. It's a prescription. Thank you.
Yeah, because they're going to come at you. But all you know is Mormonism, then, right? But
except
when you went to see your family,
outside
right?
of my immediate family, everyone's Jewish,
right?
So everyone's Jewish.
Were you like, Mom, what the fuck?
Like there were these moments. Well, I never, it was just really weird because they're so similar, especially because most of the extended family were like quite conservative,
right?
Or Orthodox. That it was. It was almost identical. It's literally just like insert Jesus, you know, take him out and put him in, take him out, like one or the other.
Did you wear the underwear? Did they wear the underwear?
I did a long time ago, but yes, they still do.
What's it like? What is it?
I don't know. I feel like I'm like, ooh, should I say anything about it? It is literally just like silky underwear. Like there's nothing much to it.
Cause you know, the Orthodox wear their seats.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean. So they're like the same. It's the same thing.
Okay. So you moved to Colorado.
By the way, it saves you from ever seeing your parents naked. You know, like that horror like people like, so you never see them naked usually because they're always in the underwear. So.
And did you go to church all the time when you
were? Oh my God, like 5 days. Yeah. Like Young Women's and this and that. And like, I could Bible bowl like you would not believe. I mean,
really?
Oh my God. Yeah. I'm like, yeah.
But did you know you were Jewy? Like, how did
there was
you when you were a kid?
Like, well, that's what people ask. Like, they'd be like, what are you? And I'd say, I'm Jewish, you know, but like, but I'm also Mormon. I'm a Mormon Jew. And I'm like, I'm a moo. And I'm like,
don't you feel don't you feel bad that you missed out on the bat mitzvah?
I do, but I did fit one in when I was in school in Israel, when I was 22 at the wall.
Woo! Girlfriend,
thank
girlfriend,
thank you, thank you.
It was
really fun. So I was in school in Israel doing a biblical archaeology, and it was great because everyone, like all the yentas around, they were like, "Oh, you have to, you haven't done your Bible," and I'm like, "I haven't." They're like, "How fast do you memorize?" And I'm like, "Oh, young, sharp brain, I got that." Right. You know, I'm like, "Let's go!" And so it was really fun.
Wow, so your okay. So you go to Littleton, Colorado, and.
Sorry. Littleton always cracks me up because everyone's like, why is that familiar? And I'm like,
I know, right?
Yeah. Because Columbine.
There.
Yeah.
You didn't go to that school. Did
no,
you?
It was being built while I was in high school for the overflow. So it's like literally down the street from like the house that I grew up in, but it, this is going to sound, but having you know, our previous conversation about high school, when it happened, I was in New York and I was a model and I kid you not, I was at like Planet Reebok for the first and only time I was ever in a gym, like in my life. And I remember seeing it on the channel, like, that looks like my high school. And I remember thinking, I'm like, huh, can't condone it, but I understand it.
Wow.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
High school was horrible.
It's
like
horrible.
Instead of, I dreamt of like, I never thought I'd be an actor or anything like that. I thought I was going to be a doctor or a scientist, but like, I was like, I'm going to leave this piece of shit town and get out and go do something fun with my life. But it was that same feeling. Instead, these kids were like, I'm going to just fuck everyone up.
You know, it's interesting because I always say, you know, this doesn't happen in New York because we live on top of each other.
Yeah.
Every parent knows exactly what their fucking kids are doing. You can't hide like weapons.
You can't hide anything. Everyone's sharing computers, sharing beds. Right.
Okay. So you go to high school. You move when you're 8. Do you have friends? Like, are you?
Yeah, I have I have friends and some where there's still friends, but like I'm the nerdiest. I mean, and like, even when I started, so I skipped grade and started early. So I was 13 when I started high school.
Right.
I graduated
at 16.
Because you know you got to get out. That's one of the. I always tell like all the charity kids I work with and stuff, and I'm like,
I do
look.
The same thing.
Yeah, I'm like,
I do the same thing.
Dude, I'm like, yeah, probably. I'm like, you can leave the easy, you can leave the good way or the hard way, and I'm like, trust me, I wanted to drop out too, but instead I'm like, I'm gonna get the fuck out fast. What can I do? How many credits? Like,
I always say to them, you know, all these kids you think are so great. And they're really popular. This is the highlight of their life. They're done.
This is it.
This is the peak.
Can you imagine? Yeah. I can't even imagine that this is the peak. Like, there's been no moment. If I thought there were no other better times ahead, like, what's the fucking
point? Well, they don't know that, but
no, they don't. You know, when you're a kid,
yeah,
so, it's the end of the universe.
And you were a competitive figure skater?
Yeah.
So when did you?
By the way, bad at it. Like, I'm like the least coordinated. Like, you know, I'm an indoor Jew.
I hate ice skating. My parents used to take us ice skating at Warren Ankle Park in New Jersey. And I hate tight shoes and they're like, you know.
And these are the tightest. These are the tightest of shoes.
I can't walk on them. I'm already gigantic. I'm already fucking.
Oh my God.
Tall. I feel like I'm going to, and they're just skating. I fucking hate it.
I loved it, but it was also like, and by the way, every song for every competition, everything was Indiana Jones. Like it was always Indiana Jones.
Right.
And everybody like, what is this?
But how did you get into it?
It was just like, you moved to Colorado. You're kind of like, first of all, my dad, I still to this day, cause my parents are still married and they're still in love. Even though I'm pretty sure my mom's a lesbian, she'll hear this and she'll laugh at that. She'll be like, oh, Diane, stop it. I'm like, I don't think she's ever acted on it. I don't know but you know, they're adorable. But my dad played football for Ole Miss. I mean, like that's how jockey my dad is. And Waspy, who married this tiny minuscule little Ashkenazi nugget. And like, that I've never seen in makeup ever. like, you know, and who just has chalk marks on her pants, you know,
yeah, from teaching.
Yeah. A little, like, just like the most, whatever's practical, you know?
Maybe she's non-binary. Maybe she's just non-binary.
Yeah, I don't think she's, I think she's, yeah, I think you're absolutely correct. But so dad would every now and again get this wild hair up his ass. Like, you know, you girls need to do sports. You need to do some sports and get some athleticism in you, right? Because like, literally, even on like, I played on every church team. So I played on the church softball, basketball, like volleyball, and literally the worst, even like the soccer team at school. Like I was the only asthmatic halfback and I would throw the ball to the wrong team every time, Judy. Like I was awful at this, but dad would be like, you have to do some sort of sport. And I hated team sports because I didn't trust anyone else. Right. I'm like, I don't know. Second of all, I also had no skills myself. In any way. So and these people have been doing it forever. So I'm like, let me find something that I kind of like to be alone. And I'm like, if it gives me a chance to, in my mind, pretend I'm Indiana Jones, I'm like, I'm going to go on an adventure. And I get, and I have a very in life. I have a very, very, very deep need for air, like catching air, being in the air, jumping off of high things, being in the air, danger and speed. I always feel the need.
And you didn't want to ski. I hate skiing too.
I actually loved skiing and I love like catching air. I loved skiing and everything, but that was more, you're more like a team kind of thing.
Oh,
and you still had to drive like 2 hours to the mountain. The rink where like Mark Hamill was like 3 minutes away from our ranch, you know, like, and I meant like a ranch style house, like regular suburbia, not like an actual ranch.
Right. So you would go and.
So I'd go early
in the morning.
Yeah. And like you win ribbons and stuff and you stand
Did you
on boxes.
Win?
Never. Not once. Not once.
What about the outfits?
Oh, I still have some of them. Well, that was the best. So like my outfits were always like, cause you know, you had to get these people and we didn't have a lot of money. Like dad's a federal attorney, right? Like he's a government employee and mom works at, you know, a state college. Like this is not like a ton of money floating around, but you have to get these outfits made. And so all of mine, which made no sense, were like pink and fluffy and every sparkle that could ever be put on anything, like the more bedazzling.
I would fucking hate it. I would.
Right. And the music is like, dun, 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 dun. Like it was so incongruous. Like it made no sense.
But
and then every now and again,
it helped with your acting, like, or just being in front of.
Not at all.
What about like, being in front of an audience?
Oh, but you know what? There's something wrong with, I think because I was so nerdy.
Right.
Like, I mean, I'm so nerdy that like when I was in middle school, I mean, what I would do is my dad is like 6'3", like he's enormous. Right. And like a big Southern boy.
Right.
And when I started high school, I was 4'10". And
you're 5'10", right?
I'm 5'10" now. And which was like a real surprise.
Right.
I was like, oh, what a delight this is. Yeah. I'm always still delighted. How tall? Right. You're taller than I am. You're like 5'11", aren't you?
I'm 6. I was 6'3". I'm 6'2" now.
No, you are not.
Yes, I am.
That's awesome.
My son's 6'8".
I would love that. The one that's on the basketball team?
Yes.
That I tell you, like, it's just that even that extra, it was such a delight that I'm always still delighted that I can see things and reach it. I'm like, but so I was tiny and I would wear my dad's giant suits for work and I would pretend I was a Mississippi blues player.
Right.
And I would just sit there and I would sit there with all my friends from school. I don't know why. And I'm like, like as a 12-year-old, like I have the nerdy, just weird. And kind of no one talked to me unless they wanted their homework done. And so I've always been in kind of my own universe.
Own little world. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm only doing things to entertain myself. If there's an audience, it's incidental. Does that make sense?
Yes. I do that all the time.
Yeah.
It's like, why are you talking to yourself? Like I will literally have conversations with myself and just start cracking up
like, oh my God, Judy, know, you're like, killing me, man.
And Elisa's like, what the fuck is that? She's like, here we go.
No.
So
the greatest.
So you end up,
and there's no pressure, right? Cause it's so much better that way.
Oh,
I'm not once. And has this happened to you? This is like the greatest thing about being an accidental actor. I don't know if this, and I've been waiting to find someone else in the business where it's literally like, it's all gravy because as long as I'm amusing myself, I'm totally fine. Like I've never once done anything and thought like, I wonder how that was. Like, you know, is the director pleased? Of course. You know, like I worry about what other people, because I want, my job is to facilitate their jobs,
right?
Like to get it done.
Right.
And so that I care about, but I've never once like gone home and obsessed, like I could have done that scene different. I mean, I probably should have.
I do all the fucking
time. Do you really?
I'm a comic. We hate ourselves. All right. I never,
even like when I'm bombing, like on stage, like I'm always like,
you know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
So you graduate early.
Yeah.
And you want to go to an Ivy League school, but your parents make you go to Hawaii.
Where my older sister was. Yeah. Yeah.
What
and
school?
I was pissed.
I bet.
BYU Hawaii. Yeah. I want you to put that in your pipe and smoke it, because they never did. Like, it's just, it's brutal.
So
I'm like a kid.
Did you apply to other colleges?
Yeah, no, I applied. I got in like everywhere else that I wanted to go. And then they didn't tell me till I was at the airport. And
say that again. They didn't tell you where you were going?
That's correct. Until I got to the airport I'm packed.
Okay, let's go.
I know.
Back.
You know what? I give my parents, remember they lost that kid? I give them a lot of like slack.
Right.
I didn't talk to them for many, many years, but I give them a lot.
Right. So wait a minute. You pack up for college. Where do you think you're going?
Oh, I think I'm going out east in the middle of winter. And I'm, by the way, so I'm like 16 in a couple of weeks, right? And I'm dressed like Alex P. Keaton. I'm like the kind of kid that ironed my underwear. I had blazers. Right. I had penny loafers with the shiniest pennies ever, reading like Rush Limbaugh. I know, I was a child. Because my parents were very liberal. So, you know, you just kind of react in the opposite way.
Yeah.
So, you
pack up.
And I literally end up.
Where do you think you're going? Yale, Harvard, Brown,
Princeton, which was my first pick. So I end up in Hawaii. I kid you not.
Do they play along? Like, aren't you like, I got to get some Princeton like sweatshirts?
Oh yeah, no. I have like Princeton notebooks and
and they're not saying anything to you?
No, nobody said a damn thing. Anyway, so I get there, but I land at the airport and it's muggy and it's night. And my sister, who is, you know, your sister would love this sibling, you know, the sibling situation. We are probably arch nemeses. That makes sense.
Yes.
Not really by choice, but by circumstance.
Right.
But also do anything for each other if we needed it.
Right.
Yes.
I can beat her up, but you can't.
Right. Yeah. But so back when we're, you know, I'm 16 and she's like 18, 19, we are not buddies.
Right.
We are not the same. And I'm like, everything I am is an expression of being the opposite of her.
Right.
And here I am, like, and landing in Hawaii, she picks me up in her Woody station wagon with like surfboard strapped to the top and everything else. And like a pair of slipper, as they call them in Hawaii, flip-flops or slippers. And we drive to the North Shore where BYU Hawaii is. And
are you like freaking out? Like
I was freaking the fuck out. I was like, this is unacceptable. But I'm also 16. And then you're so impotent.
Because you were so young, she wanted like a parental. Well,
that's what mom and dad were trying to do, but in a very unhealthy sort of way.
So did you end up staying there for 4 years?
Oh no. Thank God. My sister did the kindest thing that anyone's ever done for me. And I think it was an accident. That first semester I was there, and there were some things I ended up learning to be a lot more mellow. I'm really grateful to why, like I ended up learning how to like boogie board and surf, which ended up being like my, cause we're on the North Shore. Like they're still to this day. It sounds ridiculous. Cause it's like, and I suck. I mean, I suck hard. Even when I was fit, like I suck, but God, do I love it. Right. It's my favorite thing to do.
It doesn't matter. Yeah.
Yeah. If I didn't do everything I sucked at, like I'd never get out of bed, Judy, like for real. Like I wouldn't make a cup of coffee. I wouldn't do anything.
Right.
So, my sister entered me into a modeling contest. She was a model. So she'd won like you remember how Cindy Crawford came into being? She won this thing called Elite's Look of the Year.
Yes.
So like my sister was like the year after Cindy Crawford. My sister and I look nothing alike. She looks so, she's got like little goiter leader nose. Like right. She's like a mouth this wide, which is so.
You look like your grandmother, Nora.
I look like Nora. Yeah. I really love.
You look at that face and I'm like, oh. That's...
And Lee's like, she's got a square. Right. My sister looks like if Julia Roberts and Cindy Crawford had a baby. Like it's insane. Like she's so beautiful and we look nothing alike. But she entered me into this modeling contest and it started growing. So like at this point, when I started college, I was maybe 5'8". And that was tall enough that when I was always like a size zero.
Yeah, me too.
Right, and it was crazy.
By the way, it has been
hysterical putting on weight. Like having been a super skinny person my whole life. Cause I'm like, whoa, there's so many things that are like new and adventurous and also horrifying.
Oh,
and the way I float though, it's like, I couldn't be drowned. Just like, you could not fucking drown me. Like if you wanted to, you'd be holding me under and I'd be like, So Lee enters me in this modeling contest and I'm very tall. I'm very for them. And especially for the Asian market, which is where I end up going first. And then very skinny and very, very, very pale. And the next thing I knew I was living. So I was there for a very short time. And then I was living all over the world as a model.
So you did. How many years of college did you get?
I think I ended up. Don't laugh. I think I only finished like 3 semesters there, if that.
And then just started modeling and traveling around the world.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which
and
was
your sister graduate?
Oh yeah, no, my sister has like a gazillion degrees and everything else. Yeah. I ended up graduating, but not till 2018. Thank you.
I know, I read. But listen, here's the deal. You got the brains from the Jews. Good night, folks. Anyway,
that is 100% true.
Okay. So you
No offense, Dad.
Your first job. You were a presser at a dry cleaner?
Oh my God. Yeah. It was the worst. So like, as soon as I turned 14, so things that I was obsessed with,
You were ice skating and pressing clothes.
I was pressing clothes. So
Did you ever burn yourself?
Oh, constantly. And it stunk. Like when no one tells you about like dry cleaning, it's like when you press the stink of whatever was in there, that's when it comes out. It doesn't really come out in the big rolly thing with the chemicals. So you're just pressing chemicals and like stink and like people's dog vomit. And you're like, But it would be really fun because when the owners weren't there, we would all just, we'd like hang upside down. Cause you know, they have those racks and rails everywhere.
Right.
And just hang upside down.
I just want to press the fucking button that, you know, brings all the clothes around.
Oh my God. We love that thing. We would ride on that thing. Like nobody's business. Because like, how can you not?
Yeah. Cause you look at the ticket.
How could you not?
And they just stand there. And I'm like, how the fuck do they know when to
how
not
they know? Right. And it's like,
thing?
And
how
we would literally, know? we would do these, we play pranks. Like, so the owners were out, like we greet customers by just coming by, you know, like, hey everybody.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
And like, but it was,
you had a work ethic. So that's,
we worked really hard and we didn't do anything naughty, but, it has also given me a very odd, cause I started when I was 14, I am obsessed with ironing and pressing clothes. Like, you know what I want for Christmas more than anything? And I will not get it from anyone. I want a giant, and I'm talking like industrial scale iron press. Like I have pants presses. I have all kinds of every other press in the universe. I want the giant one because I want to do my sheets.
Oh yeah. My mother used to fucking iron. This is the other thing. My mother used to iron my father's handkerchiefs. What the fuck?
You're like, they're just going to get snotty. No,
I know, but it's like, what? I don't like this. I'm upset.
Like the thing that I can do to mellow out more than anything, and I haven't been able to lately, which
is
why.
Because it's so zenny.
It's the most zen. And I love sewing and I love ironing and I like ironing to sew. And I like sewing the things I iron and ironing the things they sew. But you'll have to ask me. So we'll have to get into this. But my house blew up on Sunday, my new apartment. So that's why I'm in a hotel, by the way. That's hotel art.
Wait, you're in the Eastville downtown or Battery Park?
Downtown, man. South Street Seaport.
Are you the only one who's out of the...
So Sunday morning, a pipe in the wall blew up, burst. They couldn't stop it. And I'm talking, fire department, you name it, everything. For over 5 hours. So everything I own is poof. So that's why I have two shirts.
You're not freaking out.
No, because you know what? By the way, I almost got killed, which was the craziest.
We're getting to that. Don't.
This was on Sunday. So sitting in 3 inches of water in a bathrobe, like literally screaming at the super going, turn off the motherfucking water, like turn off the water to the building, turn off, you know, like this. And I literally turn and in this wall were these like unfinished pipes, whatever the stuff was, where it was coming out, was an electrical cable with two exposed electrical wires that were live and hooked to a 220 volt breaker.
Wow.
And I saw the water and I'm sitting in 3 inches of water and it got like about an inch away. And I didn't know if I was going to get electrocuted grabbing, cause it's like a metal casing.
Right. Right.
And I grabbed it and it didn't go off. And I like tied it up with my curtains and all the shit to keep it out of, I'm in 3 inches of water. Like it would have, I would have been just like,
you know,
bacon.
Alisa, my lover, is in real estate now.
Oh, is she?
Huh? Yeah.
Is she?
She took over the family's business. And she
good for her.
Anymore. Oh, she, it's so awful.
I'm sorry.
She was a therapist. All right. Anyway, so.
Well, she can still be my therapist and we can talk about sibling shit.
Oh, have fun.
Yeah.
I being with a therapist, it's like, I'm like, how are you a therapist? You don't listen to a fucking thing. I
you suck at your job. You're not a good listener.
Shut up. So she just had a fire in one of her buildings. And it's like every day I read two more fires. There's so many fires in New York.
It's fucking crazy. Well, this was not, I mean, literally it was water pouring in. And I'm talking pouring it at like a rate that if I had to compare it to something, it would be like a fire hydrant in Harlem in August in like a 1980s movie.
Right.
Like that kind of like deluge. And, but 5 hours before they could turn it off. I mean, so just, it was madness. So yeah. So forgive my hotel art and my,
I like it.
Thank you so much for listening to part one of Kill Me Now with the one and only Diane Neal. How great is she? And can you believe what's going on in this country? Anyway, if you like my show, which come on, please go subscribe, please, and leave 5 stars. And I want more subscribers because I want more subscribers. So, and I love you. So also, if you haven't purchased my book, there's really something wrong with you because it's so good. Yes, I can say that. When they come for the comedians, we're all in trouble. All the links are on my homepage, judygold.com. You can get them wherever books are sold. It is, as BB says, a fun and interesting read, refreshing to get Judy's perspective. And whether or not you agree with the points made in the book, you'll learn a lot, laugh a lot, and hopefully think a lot. So thank you, BB. Okay. Also, go follow me on Twitter, on Insta. I'm at Judy Gold, JEWDYGOLD, because I'm a Jew. And I am also doing a virtual comedy show at Nowhere Comedy Club, which means you can watch from the comfort of your toilet, okay, on January 21st. I have a lot of things to say that I need to get off my chest. So that's January 21st. Thursday, and that is at 9 p.m. Oh, there's my phone. So anyway, thank you so much for listening, for just being you. And as we always say, so long.
Don't forget to tune in next week to Just Kill Me Now.
It's Just Kill Me.
Oh. Don't forget to turn for part two on Just Kill Me.
No, it's not. It's just
Kill Me.
Now. No,
Judy Gold's Just Kill Me.
Kill Me Now.
Just Kill Me Now.